Hi, Julia. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for joining us today. So we'll just start off with art literacy. How would you personally define it and why is it so important?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I guess that's sort of one of the things I was trying to get at in the article, in the conversation. Look, I guess we could compare it with other types of literacy that we readily think of and that are taught and tested right throughout school. So I guess there's numeracy, or to put it another way, competence with using numbers. And then there's, of course, the more familiar use of literacy in terms of the ability to read and write. So visual literacy or art literacy, as you put it, it's really about competent engagement with visual forms. Even more than that, though, I think it's really about evaluating what we see, and it's about critical thinking based on images. So, I mean, obviously images are everywhere. We see them, we make them, advertisers make them, artists make them. And in terms of why it's so important, I mean, being visually literate is so important because it's a key way in which meaning is made and communicated and understood. And at stake here, and what comes across in the show, Everyone's a Critic, is the way that images have the ability to communicate meaning across cultures and between diverse individuals. So, I mean, I think that art occupies conceptual spaces that are frequently ambiguous and often difficult, but herein, you know, lies a way in which we can really touch the heart of human experience. I hope that doesn't sound too corny, but I truly believe that.
Not at all.
I mean, that's pretty profound, though, don't you think?
For sure. No, for sure. I got a chance to watch the show this morning, actually, and I kind of could resonate with the people who walked in and just didn't have any connection at all to the art. They would just kind of see a bunch of colours, which I've had experience with before. So back to the show in particular, what did you find so problematic about some of the public reactions to the artworks?
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't actually want to be too critical of the individuals in the show. I really think that they do the best that they can. And I'm aware that even saying that sounds extremely condescending and I end up sounding like one of these elitist people. What I wrote about in my article is the fact that the individuals on the show, they're faced with these artworks and they're asked to have this conversation about them. And like, this is really, really tricky stuff to do. And they do have conversations. And sometimes they're actually really quite insightful. But in my opinion, overall, it's just not terribly interesting and it doesn't make for great telly. One of the reasons I think for this is that the participants in the show aren't always able to unpack like the meatiest aspects of the artworks and articulate these really meaningful connections with ideas, with history, say, with politics and so on. And so I think that's where I guess it comes across as being a little bit lackluster. And obviously there's these voiceovers that kind of give the viewer that context. But I feel that they've been given this incredibly difficult task. But, I mean, the show lives up to what it says it's going to do. Just for me, I suppose I'm just not finding it what I had hoped for, I guess. But yeah, I don't want to be overly critical of people because I actually think they're doing a really good job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure, given the circumstances. And something you did mention was that the show deals with the media parts itself, so there is a narrator who kind of debunks each particular work. And in that way, we are educating ourselves by watching it, but maybe it is the wrong kind of the way to go about it. I think maybe it is more comedic than it is serious, which is which can draw people in, but maybe at the end of the day, we are learning at the end and watching this show. As you kind of alluded to at the end of your article as well, but you also mentioned that art galleries are becoming more open to the public than ever before, largely driven by marketing teams or whatnot. Are you hopeful about a more art literate public?
Yeah, I am definitely. I guess it depends, what you mean by art literate. Like, clearly, if we look at the numbers through these blockbuster exhibitions that we're seeing at state galleries more and more. So we had Marvel up here at the Queensland Art Gallery, GOMA, and the Van Gogh exhibition in Melbourne. There's more and more people swarming through the gallery doors. Whether this actually makes them more art literate, I think remains to be seen. They're obviously present. They're engaging with activities in the building. But it's incredibly difficult to know what they make of this experience and the meaning that they draw from it. So I actually think the show really does sort of tap into something that I think needs a little bit more research done around it. So I actually think it's a really interesting way that it's heading. I think we could conduct some really meaningful research into the qualitative aspects of people's experience in art galleries. And that would ask for more than just numbers of people through the door, but really try to understand and get at what it means to them, to their learning, to their worldviews and other things like this. And this is one of the things we're really trying to think very strongly about at the UQ Art Museum where I'm based.
Right. And so besides shows like this, maybe to get people more interested in art or marketing schemes, how else can we get the public excited about art? Is it kind of, do we start in schools with education or where does it begin?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think there's a problem at all with getting the public, and again, it depends which public we mean, of course, but getting, you know, broader people excited about art. I think people are definitely interested, as evidenced by everyone's a critic. But yeah, look, I think it's for art educators, so people like me, actually, to work out how to make it more accessible to people in ways that are truly meaningful, so they're not kind of thrust out into these spaces where, yeah, oh, this is just a bunch of colours and I don't know what to say about it and I feel really stupid and it's going to put me off, you know. This is, I think, is a really common kind of feeling for many people. And I don't think we've really struck gold on that one yet. I think we're trying some different techniques. Obviously, the blockbuster exhibitions are one way of getting people through. There's family-friendly amenities on site at galleries. There's beautiful cafes and things. But in terms of the art itself, I think we are still, there is still a lot of research and work to be done about how we can actually educate people to bring them to a point where they can really engage with it and not feel on the outer about it.
For sure, yeah. Well, this is definitely a great start, the show, and people can get interested in that way, kind of watching the narration behind each piece. And the work you're doing as well is great. So thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.